Hello, everyone. We began learning last week a new topic, which is about the Rambam and his wonderful work known as the Sefer HaMitzvos, where he talks to us about how we are to count, in very specific terms, the Minyan HaMitzvos, the number of mitzvos which are in the Torah. He bases that number, as we know, on a very famous Gemara at the end of Makos that says that 613 mitzvot, 613 commandments were given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, and as I had said, they learned it out from the words of the Pasuk Torah Tzivalonu Moshe. Torah has the gematria, the numerical value of 611. 611 mitzvot were told to Bnei Yisrael by Moshe, but two more, to make it 613, were told directly by Hashem at Har Sinai at the time of Shavuos, the great revelation, when Hashem began to recite the Ten Commandments. He got through the first two. The first one is Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Shavseisichom, Yasminon, Yisabodim, I'm the God who took you out of the land of slavery, the house of bondage. That's a mitzvah to believe in Hashem, as the Rambam says, the Pazim mitzvah. And then the second of the commandments, of the Ten Commandments, Lo Yilecha, is a prohibition against having any other gods. We have to be monotheists. We can't have more than one God. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So if there are two mitzvos commanded by Hashem, and the total is 613, so Torah Tzivalonu Moshe, the 611 of 613 were commanded by Moshe Rabbeinu as the middleman, not coming up with the mitzvos, but transmitting the mitzvos that he himself had learned directly from Hashem. As I said, the Rambam wrote the Sefer Mitzvos because he was so organized and he wanted to give us an exact, very precise, you know, way of numbering them, of knowing what they are. And this was a prelude, an introduction to his major work, the Sefer Mishneh Torah. But the Rambam also, as I had mentioned, was responding to what he considered to be many grave errors that were made by a giant who lived several centuries before him, the Bahag, the Baal Halachos Gedolos, Rav Yehuda Igon. The Baal Halachos Gedolos did many things that the Rambam felt were very mistaken in terms of how to count mitzvahs. And we see it by the way the Rambam formulates what he has as his rules. He comes up with a whole bunch of shirashim, of yud dalit shirashim, 14 rules or guiding principles by which we are to determine what qualifies in the count of Taryag of 613 and what doesn't qualify. So we're going to go through them, some of them more quickly, some of them much more carefully. The very first one is a very important one. I want to read the first part of it, the Rambam's own language. The Rambam writes, Ein roi lim it is not proper to include in this count hamitzvos shehein midrabanan, mitzvos that are of rabbinic origin. Da shezeh inyan lo hayiroi la'ora alav levaro. This should be obvious, says the Rambam. I really should not have to even take the time to mention this and to clarify that you don't count rabbinic commandments as mitzvos. The reason being because the Gemara's basis for the 613 mitzvos, the Gemara's at the end of Makos, is that Taryag mitzvos nemru lemoshe b'sinai. 630 mitzvos were given to Moshe at Har Sinai. They were said to Moshe at Har Sinai when he was on top of the mountain. There was only one other quote-unquote being there with him, an invisible being, the all-powerful God. It was Hashem commanding Moshe with no one else present that these are the mitzvos. Here are the count of the 613. And so if that be the case, asked the Rambam, how is it possible for the Bahag that he should have made such an egregious mistake? I have to, you know, to arouse the opposition against him. Kikto bo rabim, because many people have erred, maybe led astray by the Bahag's position. Because what are people counting as mitzvos within the 613? Manu ner Chanukah, umikra Megillah, michlau mitzvos asei. They count things like the lighting of the Chanukah candles as one of the positive mitzvos in the 248. They count the reading of the Megillah. They count mitzvos such as Meir Brachos b'chol yom, that we should recite 100 blessings a day, that's a mitzvah from the Torah according to this, right? It's counted in, I shouldn't say from the Torah, it's counted within the 613 mitzvos that we talk about. And also things like Nichum Avelim, Bikacholim, Kuburas Mesim, and so on, that we have an obligation to console the mourners, to visit the sick, to bury the dead. These are all acts that fall under the rubric of what's called Gemilas Chasadim, but each one of these is not not spelled out clearly in wording in the Torah that would qualify it to be considered a mitzvah. They are, as Rambam says, they are applications of an overarching concept known as V'ahavta l'racha kamocha. That one statement is, of course, a major mitzvah. Rabbi Akiva referred to it as the klal gadol b'Torah, but all of the things that come out from it, the derivatives of V'ahavta l'racha kamocha, the ways that we should be acting in our lives, in our interpersonal relationships, how we treat other people, that's not directly commanded in the Torah. The Torah doesn't say to go and be mevakechola. The Torah doesn't say you have to go and be melava de meis to escort the dead person, or to be menachem the avelim, and to other things. All of this is the rabbis telling us that these are the ways, practical ways, that we can fulfill the overall concept of V'ahavta l'racha kamocha. And so it is an enormous mistake, says the Rambam, to count anything which is of rabbinic origin and derivation in the count of the 613 mitzvos. And so he believes that the Bahag is completely wrong. Okay, now, what could possibly be the defense for the Bahag? So I want to go into this carefully because it is important, even though most poskim side with the Rambam on this issue. The fact that when we do a rabbinic commandment, at least with many of them, we're not merely doing the act, but we are also preceding it, as we do with Torah commandments, by reciting a bracha. And let's take Hanukkah, which is the next holiday that's coming up. What do? As we're about to kindle the Neiros, Bracha to Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, right? Blessed are you, Hashem. You are our God. You are the King of the universe. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav. God, you sanctified us with your mitzvos. V'tzivanu lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. And you commanded us to kindle the Chanukah candles. Similarly, comes Purim, another holiday. And what happens? We read the Megillah. And what do before we read the Megillah? The Baal Kari, who's reading the Megillah for us in Shul, says, brachos. The first bracha is a birchas mitzvah. Bracha to Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, Hashem kineshanu mesosa vitzivanu al mikra Megillah. And so, clearly, it would seem like we are saying, if you take those brachos at face value, that Hashem sanctified us by mitzvos, and He commanded us to do the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neros, to light the menorah on Chanukah, the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, to read the Megillah on Purim, and other kinds of mitzvos, which are, according to what we understand, of rabbinic origin, not found anywhere in the Torah. A very powerful example of it that we're involved with all the time is Asher Kiddushanu Mesosav Itzivanu Al Netilas Yadayim. Nowhere in the Torah does it say that we have to wash our hands in the morning when we wake up, or when we're ready to eat a significant meal that involves eating bread. And so, of course, we go to wash first. We pour the water on our hands. Then we say the bracha of Anatila Sedayim. Then we come and we say the bracha of Hamotzi over the food. But these brachos that are being recited over rabbinic commandments make it seem pretty clear that the rabbinic commandments aren't really rabbinic commandments, that they're Torah commandments. And so the Bahag seems to have a cogent reason for arguing they should be in the same count as mitzvahs like tefillin, and tzitzis, and shofar, and lulav, and mezuzah, and so on. We're saying the same wording, Asher kiddushanu mesosav v'tzivanu likbar mezuzah, Asher kiddushanu mesosav v'tzivanu anatilas lulav. And so that really gives great credence and support to the opinion of the Bahag. So how does the Rambam explain that? The answer is the Gemara really explains it. The Gemara in Shabbos asks the question about these brachos. And the Gemara talking about the sugya of Chanukah. How can we say, Hashem kiddushanu mesosav v'tzivanu lahadlik ner shel Chanukah? Chanukah came so much later, like 165, 168, 165 BCE. The Torah was given ages, ages before that. So how can we say that Hashem is commanding us to light the Chanukah menorah? So the answer that's given, a very famous answer from Chazal, and a very important answer for all of us to know and to absorb, is that the Gemara says, in a sense, indirectly, Hashem did command us. Because if we look carefully into the Torah, there is a positive commandment in the Torah that says, V'yasisa kachal asher yarucha. You must do all that they teach you to do. They being Chazal, the sages, the true authorities of the generation, with their wisdom and their tremendous breadth of knowledge. We are commanded as a positive commandment from the Torah to listen to what they are telling us to do. Likewise, there is a negative commandment in the Torah that says, Lo sasim in hadavar sheyagidu l'cha yamanu samol. Do not stray from what they, the sages, teach you to do, not to the right nor to the left. So it turns out that every commandment that the rabbis make is buttressed by Torah law. A positive commandment of kochal shayarucha, listen and keep what they tell you to do, and a negative commandment for us being, you know, daring to be rebellious and to go against rabbinic authority. So really, the authority of the rabbis to legislate is backed up by Torah law. And so it would seem that maybe there is justice for the Bahag saying this, because the Bahag is saying that these mitzvos have the strength of Torah standing behind them, because Hashem in the Torah threw his strength behind the rabbis and empowered them to make these commandments. Yet the Rambam disagrees with this, because they are given the power to legislate. But that's not the same thing as saying that the mitzvah itself is a Torah-level mitzvah. We have to respect them. We have to listen to their commandments. And indeed, we do very assiduously. But the count is Taryag Mitzvos, Torah, that 611 of the 613, Nemru LeMoshe MiSinai, that the actual specific mitzvos were given to Moshe, not things that the rabbis later on taught up, and now the Torah backs them, and so we should listen to them. Of course we have to abide by rabbinic law. We have to light the menorah. We have to listen to the Megillah, and so on. But those are not Torah-level mitzvos. Those are rabbinic mitzvos that Hashem has given them power to legislate, but they're not from the Torah. And that's the Rambam's position. Thank you. Be well.